This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our New Year's Day edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit. I'll have today's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the Farm Futures Business Summit, scheduled for the 24th and 25th of this month at Iowa City, Iowa. There will be, among the experts on the program at the Farm Futures Summit, panels of farmers, successful and innovative farmers. So there's the opportunity to learn from other producers. And, of course, you learn by networking at a conference such as this, too. Don't miss the high-powered two-day conference, the Farm Futures Business Summit at Iowa City, January 24th and 25th. The Farm Futures website has all of the information, and you can register there. FarmFuturesSummit.com. Check out the program. There are 18 idea-packed learning sessions at the Farm Futures Summit, the one winter meeting you don't want to miss, producers. FarmFuturesSummit.com. Hey, maybe this will help soften the damage done to your pocketbook by the holiday spending. We're starting this new year with cheap gasoline. For example, around Milwaukee, the average price for a gallon of regular gas is below $2. $1.97 was the average there for unleaded yesterday, according to the fuel price tracking site GasBuddy.com. Even around Chicago, where taxes drive up the gasoline cost, you can buy regular for under $2 a gallon. Overall, for the nation, supplies of gasoline are bigger than at the start of 2018, about 2% higher. And they're about 4% higher than the five-year average for the New Year holiday. From This Week in Agribusiness, since that passage last month of the Farm Bill, there's been this buzz on the internet about industrial hemp. Proponents are urging farmers to take a look at the hemp possibilities with all kinds of products that can be made from industrial hemp. One expert in Minnesota reached out to me, saying that the potential use for hemp as wild bird food is a market to consider. It has largely been overlooked, he says. The wild bird food industry is a $4 billion business across the nation, the man points out, and hemp, he said, was formerly used as one of the most popular wild bird foods, all the way from the 1880s to the 1940s. We have a bunch of new laws in the heartland states as we start this new year. Hunting enthusiasts in Illinois can wear pink jackets out in the field to hunt deer now. And Ohio will make sure that kids know how to write in cursive. All kids in that state will need to learn how to write cursive beginning this year. An 11-year-old Egan, Minnesota boy will be honored by the police department there after he saved a drowning man who weighed more than twice as much as the boy. That young man, Advik Nandakoder, weighs just 70 pounds. He pulled a 170-pound man from the bottom of a swimming pool in an apartment complex. A police spokesman at Egan, Minnesota, said none of the adults who were present around that pool knew how to swim. But Advik, sometime in his 11 years, had taken swimming lessons, jumped into the water 8 feet deep. The police called his rescue amazing. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong for the Farm Futures Business Summit, wishing you a Happy New Year. Have a good day.